Okay, so we're in the third parak, and we're up to the seventh Mishnah, which is very similar in content and substance to the third Mishnah. So the third Mishnah was Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan talking about people who were involved in the study of Torah, that God was present there with them. We have a similar phenomenon here. Rabbi Chalafta ish kvar Chananya Omer, Asara sheyoshvin v'oskin b'Torah. You have 10 people that are involved in Torah, Shechina Shruya b'neihem. So God is present. Shenemar, Elohim Nitzav Badas El. The term Eda always refers to a group of 10 people. The Pasuk, which talks about Jewish people sanctifying the name of God, is connected to this, the idea of being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Berabim, or God forbid the opposite, be Mechal Shem Shemayim Berabim. So, minayin afilu chamisha. So, how do we know that if five people are involved in the study of Torah, that the Shechina Shriya b'neihem, shenemar va'agudaso al eretz yisada. So, the term aguda, it's debated exactly what the derivation is, but the Mishnah is associating that with five. Minayin afilu shlosha. How do we know that even three people who are involved in the study of Torah, shenemar bekerev Elohim yishbot. So, the term Elohim, not Elohim, but Elohim relates to a Beis Din, a tribunal, and in practical terms, there's some discussion in the Gemara whether you could have a Beis Din of two, but basically, for practical purposes, the minimum amount that a Beis Din has to be is three. Minayin afilu shnayim, how do you know that if two people are sitting and involved in the study of Torah, that God is present? Shenemar az nidbiru yirei Hashem yishal reyehu, v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma, v'yikasev v'sever zikaron lefanav, v'yirei Hashem l'chosh v'yishmo. So God is listening intently, he must be present. Here's where we have a slight deviation from the previous Mishnah. We don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu koveh alo schar, but again, the premise here is that God is actually present. Not just God is sort of rewarding the person, but God is communing with that individual through the study of Torah. Shenemar b'chol hamakom asher azkir es shemi avo elecha uverachticha. So any place where I catalyze, Hashem says, my name to be mentioned, I will come and give you a bracha. So avo elecha ve'erachticha is elementary enough. That is to say, God will be there. God will be present. But where do we see in the pasuk the study of Torah? So the pasuk again said asher azkir es shemi, that I'm causing my name to be mentioned. So this gets to a foundational notion with respect to the mitzvah of Torah study. So the Gemara Brachos describes the process of Torah study with the pasuk of Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. Gemara tries to prove that you actually have to make a bracha. The Ramban assumed that we rule like this Gemara, at least to a degree, that Berachas HaTorah Din D'Oraisa, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. So when I will call out in the name of God. So this requires a little bit of an explanation. Why would we say, B'chol HaMakom Asher Azkir HaShemi, that there's Zechira Shem Hashem, that God's name is being mentioned, that's somehow a code word for Talmud Torah? Why isn't that a code word for davening or benching or something else? So what exactly does that mean? So it seems to me the following, that when you say that this is this person's name, that's the way that we relate to that person. So a person has a friend named Jenny, we call that person Jenny. That's our way of referring to the person. If you think about it, it's really somewhat arbitrary. Of course, the Gemara says Shema Garim, so there's a kind of a prophetic quality to it, but it's like a convention. So we refer to that person as Jenny, and that person as Tom, and the other person is Adele, and that's just, what their names are, and that's the way that we sort of relate to them. But when it comes to Hashem, so Hashem's, very essence is unknowable, his name is ineffable. What would it mean to say Hashem's name? In general, we're very careful about the way that we say Hashem's name, and never doing it lo sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha l'shav ki lo yinakeh Hashem. That's a very serious violation, is to take God's name in vain. So when the rabbis thought about what Torah study was, they in the Ramban probably went further with this than almost anybody else. In his introduction to the Chumash, he says the entire Torah is really just the names of Hashem organized in a particular fashion. But even if you want to approach it in rationalistic terms, So again, the way that we relate to an individual is by referring to their name. The way that we relate to Hashem is we can't really, you know, relate to His name. That would be, you know, it's too abstract, beyond our capacity to fully comprehend. So the way that we relate to Hashem is in the way that Hashem allowed Himself to be related towards. That is to say, the way that we could know Hashem is not really by His name, but the way that we can know Hashem is in the way that Hashem revealed Himself to us, and that is through the Torah. The Torah is not a series of rules or even a system of law. It's something much more than that. It's, in aggregate, the revealed will of God, the Ratzon Hashem. And the revealed will of God is about as close as we can come to understanding Hashem Himself, right? The book, so to speak, teaches us of the author and what it is that the author values, what it is that the author prioritizes, what it is that the author wills for this world. So the closest that we can really come to interacting and truly knowing, quote unquote, Hashem is in the way that Hashem asked us to know Him. That is to say, v'hagisa bo yomam v'layla, that v'limatam osam u'shmartam asosam, that we should learn His Torah, and through that, we should be able to draw as close as humanly possible, still with a yawning chasm at the other end, but nonetheless, as close as humanly possible. So that's what the pasuk is saying. That's true. The immediate context is Birkas Kohanim, but the way the Mishnah is interpreting it is that anytime a person is studying the Torah, what they're doing is they're invoking the name, quote unquote, of Hashem. They're relating to God through the process of becoming familiar with His revealed will. And so, halavai, that for all of us, when we're involved in study of Torah, whether it's, again, we're studying on our own, or whether it's we're studying in this kind of a format together, we should always experience it with that a deeply spiritual, numinous sense that we're actually communing and interacting with the divine. B'chol ha-makom asher azkir ha-shemi, avo elecha uverachticha, that God is there, and God is blessing us, and God is hopefully enabling us to go further and deeper into His Torah, v'hayre enenu b'sarasacha, the result of which is feeling a very strong fealty towards carrying out the will of God, v'dabek libenu b'mitzvosecha.